I'm doing great. How's everybody?
We are doing amazing. Hey, I'll tell you what, this season came fast, doesn't it? It seemed like a blink of an eye from last season to this season, doesn't it?
No doubt. It seems like the off seasons are going quicker and quicker each year, yes.
How are you going to do on the game? Because from what I understand, the starters did not play a lot in the preseason. You have virtually no timing. You've got nothing going on because they didn't play much in the preseason. Have you been able to figure that out yet?
Wow. Did you actually work on that question, or did you like read that in the journal?
That's what I hear from all the experts is, you know what? The starters hardly played at all. Aaron, the least amount of snaps in the history of Aaron's career. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you practice some of these things, don't you?
Every day, yes. Yeah. But the reality is that our training camp was a little different than prior years. We felt that we needed to extend the player evaluation all the way through all four games, and I think just the way our roster unfolded with the 53 active players that were selected, and you had five, even six players go on to other teams on their active roster. So it was a very competitive training camp, and you always try to make sure you get as much information as possible to make those tough decisions.
That cliche is that it's a good problem to have when it gets to that point where you're really focusing on the depth of your team. It has got to be pretty cool to look at your roster and know that the cuts that you had to make were difficult cuts to make.
Absolutely. I mean, we feel very good about our football team right now. We feel, we just feel very good about the health of it. The things that you've been working on pretty much all summer. And now it's a chance to go out and show those things and get going and play real football.
When you make cuts, Coach, do you actually do it yourself? I mean, do you cut the guys in person, or how does that work exactly?
Well, we have a process that the player is contacted by the personnel department, and then we actually make sure that each player sees a number of different people. But yes, I talk to each and every one of them.
We had JerMichael Finley on the show last night, and we talked to him about if he scores the touchdown and the whole Kaepernick kissing his bicep, and he said he will kiss his bicep as well. Is this going to be frowned upon, or are you going to kind of be like, ha-ha?
I don't get involved in those
types
of things.
Why do you do this to me?
Yeah, I'm more concerned than calling the next play, but I appreciate your encouragement. JerMichael.
Yeah, she's going to be totally silent next week. You just crushed her.
JerMichael had one of his best camps. You had a lot of good stories coming out of camp, Coach. One of those has to be Johnny Jolly and the way he's come on and responded.
Johnny Jolly is a great story. He adds so much to our locker room, and on top of it, he's a heck of a tough football player. So it's great to have Johnny back. Very proud of what he's been able to do to date. And, he's earned this opportunity, and he's taken full advantage of it.
He's about as quiet a hardworking guy as you get. He'll kind of do his kneel down by himself before practice and whatever he does to prepare himself. Then he just sort of goes to work and goes home.
I wouldn't classify as quiet, but I think he's really focused right now. He is a strong personality, but I do agree with, as far as saying how he goes about his business. He's very focused right now.
He had a little bit of the Clay Matthews drama and Coach Harbaugh drama. As a coach, I think that's way blown out of proportion, but do you wish that maybe none of your players could ever speak to anybody during the course of a season just so you didn't have to complicate your job?
I don't think that's the best for your football team. I know that's an approach that may look at being the best way, but the reality is each and every player should have the opportunity to express himself, and I don't have a problem with that as long as it's within the best interest of the football team first. So, and that's really all we talk about. I don't believe in putting muzzles on people. I think Clay's comments were, in line with what we're trying to accomplish here. He gave an honest answer to a question.
I would have said, grow a pair. That's what I would have said. So good thing I'm not
I'm
on your PR
about.
Team.
Great bounce back here, Katie.
What the highlight of your off season? Besides seeing me a little bit, what was the highlight of your off season?
Oh, just family time. You just can't get enough of it. So we've had some great moments throughout the summer. Just family time.
Well, we're expecting some great moments this season. We kick it off on Sunday. Coach, we wish you the best of luck, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.